Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bay Area, it's Lindy Waters. Catch my head coach, Steve Kerr, with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. All right, let's get out to the River Island guest line because it's time for... Oh, not yet. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's all right.
And I just start, you know, I start reading and then I...
Great. You got all those callers you've been wanting to get in. They've been hanging on. You've been like, I got to get these
calls.
Yeah,
it's funny. In all seriousness, so I was sitting here and I don't read these things typically.
Right.
And I'm going through and I'm reading these things. And I'm like, oh, Dr. Feely. I can't wait to get to Dr. Feely. So after I read the ID, I want to introduce Dr. Feely. But Doc, hang in there. We're going to get to you coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll do Cleared to Play. And my intro is now that I'm totally prepped and rehearsed it. But until then, let's get back out to the Golden State Warriors. See, listen, man, I want to tell the callers right now, this is what you call loyalty. I could have gone Dr. Feely, but instead, we'll get back into some Golden State Warrior talk, and Paulie, who's been hanging out.
Paulie.
What's up, Paulie? How are you?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Legendary.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say two real quick things, because I know you're busy. One is, when I called, we were talking about the Warriors, and I got to disagree about getting players that are older. We're not in a rebuild. You know, I feel like we owe it to Steph to try to get him a shot at a ring. Getting Vukovic, 21 points, 10 boards, 270 pounds, big enough to bang down low, would be a tremendous help. We just get bullied by the bigs. And about the Niners, I want to put one thing out there. I don't think we can pay Purdy $55 million a year. You know, the teams have learned to put eight in the box. And if you can't, I've never seen him hit a deep throw in stride. So I think hopefully they can work out a better deal than that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
he's realistic. I mean, and they're going to work this thing out with Purdy. You're going to do what's right, but he's right. You can't pay this guy that type of money. And I think they understand that, because you need a lot more. And when it comes to the Warriors, yeah, you can bring that guy in and he will help. Yeah, he's big and bang, but he's 34. We get it. But it's like, is that enough? So if you're telling Steph, hey, we're going to build and get you back to play for a NBA championship, is that one player going to do it? And I got to say, absolutely no.
Well, that's just it. If you think you're one player away from getting Steph that elusive ring, it's not Vucevic, and it's not Jimmy Butler. And it might be more than one player. I get it. It's not as though I'm opposed to letting Steph go out after, of course, what it is that he did last night. I know everybody's like, let's win one for Steph, but that's so much easier said than done. Because if you're telling me, and again, it's all about, listen, if Vucevic wants to come in here on a bargain deal, it's not up to him, but if the Bulls just want to hand him over, you know, we'll give you, you know, Moses Moody and some picks. But it's about mortgaging your future for a guy that's not going to give you a ring. And it's an upgrade, I get it. But if it's about winning a ring and it's about all about putting your chips in the middle of the table right now and or next year, and if that doesn't happen, and it's highly unlikely that it will with a Vucevic, and although he's a good player, then what? Now we've just traded away our youth. We trade away our draft picks. Vucevic is expensive. Curry's now going to be 38 years of age. Draymond is clearly on the backside of the mountain. What the hell does our future look like then? And so this is complicated. I get it.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you said, okay, keep Steph and we're going to trade for Embiid or Antetokounmpo and said, these are two, that's going to be the pillar. If you had to pick one of those two guys, could one of those guys take Steph and build some other guys like Buddy and get some other guys you think that would help this team win? Would one of those two guys change? Because now Steph can, you can let Steph play another 2 years, 3 years, but that guy would be the focus point?
Oh, yeah. You give me Giannis. I don't want anything to do with Embiid because he's a lot like Zion, is that dude's always hurt. And I think that, you know, I think he's damaged goods at this point. But if you give me, you know, you give me Giannis,
mm-hmm.
And again, what is it that I'm giving up? But if I can get Giannis and I got to give up some pieces, yeah, I'll take a swing at that. That might be the only guy.
Right.
Him and the Joker. The Joker's okay. Not going anywhere. Giannis isn't going anywhere because now Milwaukee's a good basketball team. And also, I always mention this when they were talking about, well, Giannis, because in the beginning of the season, Milwaukee, they got off to the bad start, and Doc Rivers, you know, people were calling for him and his job. And, you know, they have so much talent. They paid so much money to Dame Lillard. They got off to a bad beginning of the campaign, and there was talk that Giannis might want out, come to the Golden State Warriors. And sure.
Hypothetical.
But keep in mind.
Right.
He plays in Milwaukee. Me and we were talking about Iowa the other day.
Right.
We're not talking about Los Angeles or Chicago, New York. Milwaukee has got, when it comes to sports right now, you got Giannis. Giannis means a lot more to that community, probably more than any other player. It is a small market with a giant MVP, could be the MVP again this year type of basketball player. So it's not as though they won't trade him, but if they do, they're going to ask for everything. Because this is a guy that not only is your best basketball player, but what it is that he means to the surrounding area, and as far as putting Milwaukee on the proverbial map, that you're... In order to pry away Giannis, first of all, I don't think the Warriors have the assets.
Right.
And secondly, if you're going to do that, but it's just not going to happen because Milwaukee's not playing well.
Okay, so I'm putting you in a GM spot, Dan. So I'm asking you, if you look at this, Dan, and say, okay, how would I help Steph? Who do I bring in? And if I said, I'm going to trade, I'm willing to move in. But hey, you talk to Steph and say, here is going to be the new face of this franchise. Is there a guy, did you say, if we brought this guy in here, he could be the new face. Steph's always going to be that face. People are still going to love him. And you could kill two birds with one stone, build for a championship, maybe not get it with Steph, but be on the verge, at least be competitive, be a top four or five, be a top three or four seed, and anything can just get in, anything can happen. Is there a player out there that you say, if the Warriors were to do this, this would make them viable instantly, and next year they have, if they get the right pieces, they could compete for a championship.
It's a good question, Lo. I don't. I just don't see that player.
Okay.
And, hey, listen, callers, 888-957-9570. I know we can throw around some of these names, and if you want to come at me with Butler and Vucevic and some of these, you know, some of these players, they might make you better, and depending on who it is that you give up, but if we're talking about championships, come on, let's be real here. I think the real conversation that none of us want to have is that it's over. I know that sounds terrible, but some things end, and then you go through this transition. You don't have to be, you don't have to be Oklahoma when they were bad, or go through the quote unquote process in Philadelphia. But you know, what you need to do is recognize that Steph and Draymond, if you can just be competitive and maybe get to the playoffs, that might be good enough for them. But the idea of we're one player away, let's not do this to Steph, yeah, I agree, but what's the solution? And I'll give you the answer. Unfortunately, there is no quick fix. But I'm willing to listen if you think there might be one. Start things with Joe, hanging out in San Francisco, wants to get into Warrior Talk. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Low Neil, what up, baby?
What up, my guy?
Niners need you, man.
Bang, bang.
We got to get you back in uniform. I think I'd rush for at least 25 yards. Give me 30 carries behind you.
I love you. I love you. Hey, you and I, they'll carry us both off the field together, baby. We'll go down together.
Hey, for real, you're a real legend, man. I admire you.
Thank you, brother.
And both of you guys. But, look, I think the move that maybe could have been a difference maker of everything that's unfloated was Lauri Markkanen in the offseason, because he's a real good player. He's a big, like with Draymond, I don't see how another center, you know, under the basket type guy, unless Draymond develops a jumper, which he's not going to do, like the only big is a shooter. But to your guys' point, I mean, there's like five guys in the league who are contending for titles, and Steph maybe isn't that guy anymore. So unless they were to get an absolute superstar, and like Giannis, when was the last time the best player in the NBA got traded? It doesn't happen. So anyway, I think the most viable thing, if I was a GM of another NBA team, I really think Moses Moody would be a great piece, a two-way wing on a lot of teams. And he's not getting minutes for the Warriors. So why wouldn't we just trade him for a 2032 protected first round? And Kuminga, like, we're talking about trading all these guys up. But at the end of the day, they're playing 10 guys. If we took Pajemski, Kuminga, Moody, like, Kyle Anderson, the team really wouldn't be any different. They just have a less guys in the rotation. So I really think the only move they might make and should make is just, if these guys aren't the future, like, we're not going to get Jimmy Butler. That's not going to – we'd still be a play-in team, maybe a sixth seed. Like, that, we're not better than Oklahoma City. So if these guys aren't the guys – we don't need to play 11 dudes. Like, just get some future draft capital. Someone was just traded for like a 2031 first round pick, I saw. When the Spurs and the Timberwolves, when they traded Dillingham on draft night, it was like, it's not hard to get super future picks, and why not if these guys aren't going to be playing anyway?
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, really appreciate it. Let's quickly get to Jarek before we do. Dan Devone reading the legal ID for the fourth time today.